Welcome to The Last Dorm. My name is Mark.
And I'm Dave.
And we're here to talk about the game against the Warriors. We lost it. The score was 118 to 97. But we saw some stuff we really liked, and we are happy to be here to talk about the game.
Absolutely, man. And our most consistent player since March 8th has been Ty Jerome. He continues to do some great things. He now is fifth off scoring since April 8th. So this is a really good job by him. He continues to prove that he is one of the better point guards coming off the bench in the league. So this is fun.
Yeah, Ty had 23 points. He was 3 for 6 from deep. And he really was a great player today. Only 22 minutes, so that was awesome to see. We've got a lot more to talk about, including Bazley's big game. So thanks for joining us. Here we go.
Yeah, man, we had a couple big games from our guys. Like we were talking about Ty just before. Ty had 23 points, 1 steal, 3 assists, 4 rebounds. But he was really active for the 22 minutes that he got to play. I was really impressed with our bench players, and I really felt like they had an opportunity to do some great things out there. We saw some big minutes by Tony Bradley today for the first time in a while, and it was really good to see how these guys put things together.
Yeah, Bazley went 7 for 19, 4 for 13 from deep. Think about that. He shot 13 threes and only made 4 of them. But he continued to shoot with confidence, and that's the important part. That will go up. I know he's going to make 6 or 7 of those if he keeps shooting 13 very soon. 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 22 points. I just love it, man. Like, he's going to figure it out, but getting these days where he gets a lot of these shots, that's very, very important. On the other end, Lou Dort, today, the story for Lou Dort was all about the matchup between him and Steph Curry. Dave, how did you think that went?
Man, I thought he did great. I know that he gave up 34 points on defense to Steph, but the reality is Steph is on a different level right now, and he was making things difficult for Steph. There was a lot of times that Steph just got wide open, and there's just nothing you can do about that. But when Dort was obviously put on Steph Curry, you could definitely tell that Dort was doing his best and really creating issues. So, I mean, again, not many points by Dort tonight, 7 points, but the reality is that he did a really good job on defense and taking that workload.
Dort had a lot of trouble staying out of foul trouble. That was apparent. Like, he had his third foul with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, and he really had trouble staying out of foul trouble the whole game. One thing, at first I could tell like he was really making Steph work, but the way he's so physical, that started working against him. And then you got to remember how he played against James Harden, right? James Harden in the playoffs got the best of Dort more than one time. He made some really good moves, and he even had a couple of good games. But Dort stuck with it. He continued to make James work really, really hard. And in the end, Lou had, his way with him. And I know it's not going to be the same way with Steph right here, but what I do believe is that the first thing, if you want to be a successful defender, is to defend without fouling. And Dort did not do that tonight. And I know that he's going to go back and look at it and figure out how he can do that, because that's critical. If you want to be successful in the NBA as a defender, you have to be able to defend without fouling. And that's just the basics. So if he can do that, then we stand a chance, or he stands a chance guarding Steph. But today, Steph used his craftiness and used Dort's physicality against him and had Dort in foul in trouble. And then Dort was having to play in a way that, isn't very, much like he likes to play, which is aggressive. And, it was a long game for Dort offensively also. So, in the end, I love that about Dort. Like, he continued to play hard and fight through things. I'm not concerned. This game doesn't concern me at all about Dort. Like, what I want to see, though, is him come back and play again. We have the Warriors once again after a day off. So that's really exciting. We do have the Kings the very next night after the Warriors. And generally speaking, some of these players aren't playing back-to-back nights right now. So I wonder how they're going to break it up. But I hope we go full strength at the Warriors and then rest those players against the Kings. Even though the Kings are more likely to get the win, I got to see more of Steph and Dort. We got to see round two.
Yeah, man. And let's just be honest here is looking at things and starting to realize things is Steph only played three quarters. He would have, that number would have been much more than 34th if he played a fourth quarter. But again, like Mark said, with, you know, growing pains, there's learning experiences, and this is one of them. Obviously, Steph is on a whole new level than anybody on our team, and that's not a surprise for anybody for me to say that. But it was really great to be able to see what Steph is capable of doing right now. And he continues an incredible scoring streak. I believe he's averaging almost 35 points since, what, April 1st or something like that. Some insane numbers. He continues to do some great things. But, yeah, Dort struggled tonight. Roby had an incredible moment tonight. He drove down the lane. Actually, I want to say he had a couple of just unbelievable pump fakes, but this one drove down the lane and just threw it down. There's a couple defenders near him. It was just unbelievable, his athleticism. He's a great player, and I'm really excited that Isaiah Roby continues to play very well. 6 points, one steal, five rebounds. One was offensive in 24 minutes, so 0 for 2 and 3s, but still a great job.
Yeah, this was a difficult game for Roby. He had a couple of plays in a row where they called offensive fouls. I think they might have called three total offensive fouls on him this game. Considering one offensive foul is very frustrating, you know, he was physically, visibly frustrated, and it was clear. And I understand that. It's very frustrating to get those calls. You know, I feel like Roby is in a little bit of the same spot where Dort was at the beginning of the season, as far as what he does really well is attack the basket. And he's not getting the space to attack the basket until his shot is taken seriously. And Draymond just put him in a spot over and over and over again where he was just like, if you're not going to make me guard you, then I'm just going to stand here and take a charge whenever you drive. And with Bazley, you know, we talked about this when he was struggling early. I felt like for him, the key was to exploit the gap between him and the defender. Whereas, like, every time he got the ball, if there's a gap, he'd always put the ball down the floor, the ball on the ground, and immediately attack the defender and close that gap between him and the defender. And for Bazley, I felt like the key was to, like, keep that gap there, shoot the shot, you know, make the defender close the gap, put the defender in a closeout situation instead of where they're standing there and they can just slide their feet to defend you. And Roby's kind of in a similar situation. And what that means, though, is he's going to have to get okay with, you know, shooting more threes and missing more threes. And he was, you know, he had a really bad miss early, and I think that messed with his head a little bit, and he's kind of got reluctant to shoot. But if he gets to the point where he understands he's going to shoot five or six threes in a game, and he needs to be okay with it missing the first two, as long as he continues to shoot with confidence because he's going to have to put more shots up there, then he's going to be in a really good spot. So don't feel like, you know, he needs to be in a spot where he doesn't feel like he needs to close that gap between the defender, make the defender close out, and if they close out lazily, he's going to take that shot, and if they aggressively close out, then he's going to drive. And that's really, I think, the next progression for Roby's game offensively. And obviously, this wasn't, you know, his best game, but he did so many different things to contribute other than scoring. And that one dunk he had, that was an amazing Statue of Liberty jam. Great to see, you know, him out there and showing off his athleticism. And, you know, he's going to continue to work hard, and good things are going to continue to happen.
Absolutely, man. And again, just patience with Isaiah Roby as he continues to figure out the speed of the NBA. Let's talk about Moses Brown. He had 28 minutes tonight. He only took three shots. You know, I don't want to say I'm disappointed by the way he played at all. I think that's a little harsh. But I do think that the reality is that he could have played better. He was playing against Looney. Looney is one of the smaller centers in the league. And I believe that Moses had almost 6 inches on him on height, but he was just not able to get it done. The reality is that 2 points, 6 rebounds, one steal and one block isn't enough for the size that Moses is. And knowing what he can do, I don't need to be hard on him. I'm sure he'll be hard on himself enough. But the reality is that he had a really nice matchup tonight, and he just could not get things done.
Yeah, I mean, on one hand, you know, the matchup against Looney could have been favorable, but anytime that you're going to be in, you know, a switch and your job is to guard Steph, you're screwed. And over and over again, they were finding ways to put him, not just with Steph, but other players in the pick and roll. And he loves to stay home, and he loves to cover the basket. And when you drop back in that spot and you have a legit shooter out there, then you're basically asking the defender to guard two players all by himself, and you're just going to get the rebounds. And that's not fair. And he really had trouble finding ways to contribute defensively outside on the perimeter. That is not his strength, so that's not a surprise. But, you know, you have to improve your lateral quickness. You got to find ways to get out there and hedge and stunt and do different things that force the offense into situations that they don't want to be in. But what he does right now is just kind of step back and hope the team misses.
Yeah, man, you're absolutely right. And again, he just, his motor needs to step up, and he needs to get more physical contact there. Our buddy Dakota called it out, said that he doesn't understand the spacing as well as some big men in the league. And that is true. He's still going to get that. But that's a lot of it is because when you're a young player, you're still trying to figure that out as well. And that's with every player. It doesn't matter who you are. Unless you're a freak of nature like LeBron was coming out of high school, you just understood the game at a different level. But most people aren't like that. And Moses is going to take a little time to get there. It's the potential that we're excited about. And that's the thing about it. Theo Maladone, 30 minutes tonight. He led the entire team with minutes. 5 for 12 from field goal, 1 for 6 on three-pointers, so that's his 98th three this year. Continue to climb up that record. I would love to see him get triple digits. No rookie has ever done that for the Thunder, so that would be really exciting to see. He got to the foul line 6 times tonight. He was one of only 2 starters to get to the foul line, so that was a really good job by him. 4 for 6, 1 offensive rebound for a total of 4 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, and 15 points. So Maladone continues to do some great things. I personally think that he needs to be starting to recognize in the top 10 rookies of this year. He's putting up the minutes. He's putting up the points. He's putting up the assist. He deserves to some fucking respect, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's playing great. And you're right, he doesn't get a lot of respect. A lot of people want to talk about other French point guards as if Théo isn't the best prospect, but he is. And his 15 points tonight, 8 assists, it was very quiet. But he was consistent. He was a floor general. He makes the right plays. And in the end, you know, the fact that he only had 1 turnover is not a surprise, because he doesn't go out there and try to do that much flashy stuff. And that assist-turnover ratio of 8 assists and 1 turnover, I mean, you can't ask for better than that. That's exceptional. And he has such a great handle for the game, and he plays with such a great pace, and he plays within himself. And even though his 3-point shot wasn't working today, he demands respect because he is a good 3-point shooter. So I'm a huge Théo fan, and you're right, he deserves to be in that top 10. But to me, what's really important is less about being in the top 10 now, but being much higher, because I really think he projects to be much higher than the top 10 over the long term of his draft class. I think he could be like a top 5 of his draft class, maybe even better, because he's got all the tools, he's getting the opportunities, and his age points to having that opportunity.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Remember, he's only 19. He's one of the younger guys in the NBA. So just keep an eye on that as things, you know, progress for him. Man, let's talk about one of our favorite players. He's a recent add-on from Real Madrid. That is Gabriel Deck. He is adding more minutes as time goes on. And I think that he's going to be one of those guys that I don't know if he's going to start this year, but I do think that he is good enough to be starting on this team, obviously. 24 minutes, 2 for 7 in field goals, 0 for 2 in 3 points. He got to the foul line twice, 2 for 2. 6 points, 1 steal, 4 assists, 2 rebounds. So he continues to impact the game. And I'm just really impressed with the Deck and the continued growth there that he shows.
Yeah, he showed scoring versatility. He showed defensive versatility. He drew a really solid charge, and that was awesome. He was out on the elbow, and it was on a full speed play. He beat the guy to the spot and fell down. It was beautiful. He also went to the post and posted up a guy and just showed his strength and got a bucket with his back to the basket. And he really showed some, you know, different scoring versatility. And a number of times he posted up, and then he showed his jump shot off too. So we love what he's doing. We love the way he plays, and we love Argentina for sure. We love talking about Manu Ginobili. We love the fact that, you know, we know that he plays with a fire that we're still waiting to see come out completely, but he's got a flashiness, and we love it. So, you know, if you're listening from Argentina, thank you so much for listening. Big shout out to you guys. We appreciate it. And obviously, Gabriel Deck, we're excited to have him on the team for many years to come.
Yeah, man, I am so pumped that you mentioned that about Argentina. It's really neat for us to be able to have people listening from Argentina. I noticed that we've climbed that ranking pretty fast there. So thank you to all those people that do that. Our buddy Chencho is the one that told us about the signing, and he was really excited. He's watched him play for a number of years. And the more that Mark and I watched the film and broke down what he could do, we knew that he was going to be impact player on this team immediately. So great job by the scouting department, and great job by Sam Presti getting Deck on this team. And it'll be really, really great to see how he grows. And it'll be great to have a fan base from Argentina. So great job again. Let's talk about Charlie Brown Jr. He only got 16 minutes. He didn't score any points, only got one rebound and one assist. But he had one turnover. The reality is that he didn't have necessarily a great game for 16 points, but he's still trying to get in the flow of things. And I was really, really impressed with a three-point shot that he took. It was a half step back, and it went halfway down and just popped right back out. No points again, but did a really great job.
Yeah, and Josh Hall, he had 8 points. He had a very good game. Scored in some different ways, 5 rebounds, and just continues to show that he's working hard and athletic finishes for sure. It was great to see, and I'm glad that he's starting to have games where, you know, like I said, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 1 steal, he's contributing, and that's what's important right now.
Absolutely, man. Tony Bradley, 20 minutes tonight, 5 rebounds and 8 points. Did a really good job at spreading out that floor down in the post. He has some incredibly soft hands, and I get really excited about the way that he can play. Hopefully we can get him on a contract for a long period of time, but I don't know how expensive that's going to be, so I don't know if it'll be worth it in the long run. So great job by Bradley tonight.
Yeah, Kenny didn't play. Svi didn't play. You know, Jalen Horde didn't play. Or I guess he played at the very, very end. So it was interesting. He wasn't in the rotation at all. So the rotations were different than what we've seen. Different combinations of players playing with each other. But in the end, this is all about figuring out what these guys can do. And, you know, even though the score speaks to the game not being very close, there was a sense that the Warriors had, which was if they didn't take care of business, that we would keep it closer than they wanted to. And, you know, they did bring Steph and Draymond back into the fourth quarter for a very short amount of time. But I felt like that was a good sign for how hard we had worked and the fact that we got another game against them. So let's go get them tomorrow.
Absolutely. And I want to bring up one thing real fast. I mentioned earlier that Ty Jerome is in the top 5 in scoring since April 5th, coming off the bench. Derrick Rose is number one with 240 points. D'Angelo Russell has 237 at second. Melo has 224 points. Frank Jackson has 217 points. The significant thing about that is we cut him just before the season. He's doing a phenomenal job where he's playing. And Ty is number five at just around 200 points at 190-something. This is just an unbelievable job by Ty. He continues to do some great things. And Mark and I have been very high on him, especially a player like his caliber coming off the bench could be massive for us.
Man, you're right, and like you said, you got to give a lot of credit to Sam Presti and the staff for what they've been able to pull off, and we love it. We love cheering for these guys, and it's really special.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Last Storm. Mark and I will be back tomorrow to talk about the game, and I just want to thank everyone for coming in and tuning in.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow. Thunder up.